So tonight, with a new Iraqi government in place, and following consultations with allies abroad and Congress at home, I can announce that America will lead a broad coalition to roll back this terrorist threat.
President Obama discussing a plan last night for dealing with ISIL, or what we call ISIS. We've talked about them a lot this year on CNN Student News. ISIS is a terrorist group. The name stands for Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. That's what it wants. Its own country based on its own severe interpretation of Islam. And Iraq and Syria are where ISIS has gained ground, taking over huge portions of land. They've killed hundreds of civilians. They've brutally murdered a pair of American journalists. President Obama has been criticized for how he's handled the situation. 2 weeks ago, he said his administration didn't have a strategy for dealing with ISIS. And last night's speech to the American public, he wanted to both lay out a strategy and get American support for it.
But I want the American people to understand how this effort will be different from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It will not involve American combat troops fighting on foreign soil. This counterterrorism campaign will be waged through a steady, relentless effort to take out ISIL wherever they exist using our air power and our support for partners, forces on the ground.
One thing the president asked Congress for was the authority to give weapons and training to Syrian rebels. These are people who are fighting the Syrian government in that nation's civil war. And President Obama wants to help them fight ISIS as well. It's not clear whether Congress will vote to authorize that, especially so close to November's midterm elections. Another issue is that some terrorists may be fighting alongside the rebels. Today is the 13th anniversary of a very dark day in American history. On September 11, 2001, 19 terrorists hijacked four commercial airlines. They crashed two of them into the two World Trade Center towers in New York City, one of them into the Pentagon, one of them into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Almost 3,000 people were killed. Yesterday, three congressional gold medals were presented. These are the highest awards that the U.S. Congress can give civilians. One medal will go to each of the attack sites. There are also memorials nationwide today. At an anniversary ceremony at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum in New York, the names of 2,983 victims will be read. Their families will be able to visit the museum afterward, and it'll be open to the public tonight. American flags flown at half-staff commemorate Patriot Day. It's held every year on this date. It remembers the tragedy, the American resolve, and the heroes who gave their lives to save others. Now, a look at three powerful symbols of September 11th.